then it will be incumbent on us to ensure that we have that period of stability, and that is exactly what we will do.
We're expecting to hear from Theresa May again soon, and the question is, will she stand down? The Prime Minister is facing calls from her own MPs to resign following the campaign failure. It's backfired big time. It's not looking good for the Tories. Theresa May needs at least 6 more seats to even be able to attempt a working majority. Anne Dunt is a political commentator and editor of politics.co.uk, and Anne is with me. Morning, Anne.
Good morning.
So, a hung parliament, it's not what the poll suggested. What do you see in all of this?
No, here we are again. The first thing is to say that she has made, I think, probably the most catastrophic political error that I've seen in my lifetime. And I say that just a year after watching David Cameron have to resign, after calling a referendum on Europe, which he fought for one side and then ended up losing. So the one piece of advice that someone might want to give to Conservative prime ministers in the future is do not take gambles, because they do not seem to work out for you guys in any way whatsoever. Her resignation is now pretty much assured. However, I think it's quite likely that she might say that she needs to stay while, you know, a leadership challenge is formed and while, and this is the crucial part, the Tory party sees whether it can form some kind of working arrangement with the DUP, the Northern Irish Party, which is pretty much the only party in Parliament which it has any chance of working towards in order to form a government. Whether it's going to be able to do that is deeply unclear at the moment. There's an awful lot of uncertainty about.
What about Labour? How are they positioned to move forward to a possibility of a coalition?
So all of the momentum is with Labour now, as you were saying in that piece. I mean, they've far exceeded expectations. Jeremy Corbyn has done very well, much, much better than people thought he would. However, they still are nowhere near having the crucial number of seats. The crucial number of seats is 325. That's basically the magic number of what you require. Now, they're way, well below that number, and it doesn't look like, even if they could team up with the Liberal Democrats, with the Greens, with the Scottish National Party, with Plaid Cymru, the Welsh Nationalists, and the SDLP, another, this time, centre-left Northern Irish party, it still doesn't look like they'd have the seats, even if they did that. And even if they did, the Liberal Democrats have ruled out a coalition, and Labour have ruled out a coalition. So there's a real stop there on what could be achieved. It really looks, at the moment, like if any government can be formed out of this extraordinary mess, it'll be a minority government that'll have some parties in an informal agreement with it, saying that they'll support them on key votes. Now, typically speaking, in British politics, that kind of arrangement doesn't last very long at all. And when you're about to go into the bruising negotiations over Brexit, it's very, very unlikely to last. So in all likelihood, it would be surprising if we didn't have another general election sometime this year.
Right. They're saying October. Is that probably about? I mean, Theresa May is toast. She's going to go, if not today, but soon, obviously. So an October election?
Yeah, and maybe. I mean, at this point, your guess is as good as mine, I have to say. That in 10 days, the British team is supposed to sit down to negotiate Brexit in Brussels. We don't know what government we'll have then. We don't know which prime minister we'll have then. We don't know which Brexit strategy we'll have then. Because, of course, Theresa May said that the vote for her was a mandate for her Brexit strategy of pulling out of the single market and the customs union. Now, that, given the fact that she didn't get that mandate, suggests that the country does not support that plan and would want a much softer version of Brexit than the one that was being proposed. So, I mean, October is a realistic date for when that might take place, but there's so many moving parts to this now. There's so much that we just don't know that it's very, very difficult to put any kind of date on it.
And then finally, your analysis. Why did the Tories fall over here? I mean, some are saying the campaign was really bad and we had Theresa May wouldn't go on television. What happened, do you think?
So all of that is true. She was catastrophically inept in the way that she conducted herself presentationally. I mean, she came across very badly, didn't form any emotional connection with voters. She was also extremely arrogant in the way she conducted herself. So, you know, she calls an election, doesn't bother to do TV debates, doesn't look comfortable speaking to voters. Her policies seem designed to alienate some of the core parts of her own support while pushing away voters who might have been tempted for her program. And yet there was something else here as well. I mean, we saw a swell in support for Labour in the big cities and among the young. Now, these are Remain voters. These are people who are deeply uncomfortable with this idea of cutting ourselves off from Europe. They're deeply uncomfortable with lots of the anti-immigration rhetoric that has been coming from the Conservative Party since the vote, as it's been pushing further and further to the right on cultural and social issues. So it feels very much like this is that other part of the country, the more optimistic, youthful, outward-looking, internationally-minded part of the country, trying to impose its strength again and trying to say, well, actually, it's not comfortable with direction of travel. However, this is, again, it bears repeating, this is not some great success because no side has won. What we see today is, again, a very divided country, mostly between the young and the old and between the north and the south, between those with university degrees and those without them. And it seems like those divisions highlighted over Brexit are now being really consolidated here. Very, very hard to see how any kind of unification is possible.
Ian, thank you so much. That is Ian Dunt, political commentator, editor of politics.co.uk. It's 5:15.